I don't know. While we're killing time, I'll reopen the room then. Yeah, so Ian, that halftime show, I kept waiting for some special guest to wake me up.
Yeah.
So I would stop being bored.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
Yep.
And I was like, why will some special guest not come and, you know, and save me here? Please, special guest, save me. And then, no, I'm like, you can't even get your boyfriend to, like, come be on the stage? Like,
yeah. I was thinking any of those things.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, he's there.
For completely different reasons than whatever other outrage people felt. That halftime show was, like, the absolute, for me only, personification of a mediocre show.
Yeah, it was just boring.
She just stood still and made some, like, Childish Gambino-style faces and half-heartedly lip-sync. I was like, yeah, I love your music, but this is not a performance.
I needed more Umbrella Ella Ella. I like that song a lot.
Well, I mean, she hit a lot of good songs. It was fine. I just didn't... Nothing happened. There was nothing. It was just a big, fat nothing.
Yeah. It's just no energy.
My expectations were way too high, so it's partly on me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the last few shows, at least, you know, you get energy, things are happening.
Yeah.
And then this one, it was just like, yawner.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, Weekend didn't bring any special guests, but, I mean, he had a whole thing. He had clones wrapped in bandages, he had mirrors to hide in, it was like Enter the Dragon meets some sort of botched plastic surgery show. It was exciting.
Yeah. She was just, you know, high up in the sky for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't help. That makes me feel uncomfortable. So.
Yeah, I did like that she was like bolted to the thing.
Yes. Yes, I like that too.
I don't care if she was pregnant. She could have some energy. If she's that tired, she should have not done the show and someone else could have done it.
Alpha for the win, by the way.
Oh, nice. What up, Alpha?
Be an entertainer.
Alpha, I saw your picture. By picture, I mean the little icon you have next to your name.
That's Sleeping Lanny Poffo.
Is that the genius?
Yeah.
Lanny can't be dead.
He's dead.
Oh, no. When did Lanny die?
Oh, a week ago?
Oh, man.
It's the poet laureate of the WWF.
Yeah. Well, that's sad. Hopefully he's reunited in the non-existent afterlife with
his brother.
Man.
Ooh, yeah. Poffo brothers back together. Ooh, yeah. Coming at you. I amused myself this weekend by watching like some WWF legend something something show. I don't remember what it was called, but it just gave me an hour of stuff about Roddy Piper, and I was happy. Man, I love me some Piper. That is the wrong screen. I want the script screen. All right, you ready to roll?
I also enjoy some Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
No objections to that whatsoever. That was one of my Christmas gifts this year was I got a Funko Pop of the aliens from They Live.
Oh.
I was like, ooh, what a treat.
I'm not sure if he was the first wrestler that, you know, led a movie, but got to be real close.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd have to do a lot more research to feel confident about that, but he was definitely one of the earliest.
Yeah. I think we put Ray to sleep.
I'm awake.
Okay.
I heard my name.
Let's roll.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 371st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, and I'm here too. Hello, happy day after the Valentine's Hallmark holiday.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of the 15th to the 22nd, and man, the world's just coming to an end, piece by piece.
Okay.
It's like 70 degrees in mid-February. we're decided it's a good idea to just set massive tons amount of vinyl chloride on fire right at our border. You know, what could go wrong? Sounds great. Shooting down everything we can find in the air.
Well, that's just for fun, really. I mean,
yeah.
They got to use those F-22s for something.
I still don't understand why we have to spend really expensive missiles to shoot down balloons. They're balloons. Let's just shoot a bullet through it. It'll come down. Why do we gotta explode it?
Well, it wasn't an exploding sidewinder. It was a piercing sidewinder.
Yeah, but a bullet's like, you know, probably, I don't know, I'm assuming bullets for, you know, fighter jets are very expensive still, but I can't imagine they're like several hundred thousand dollars worth of expensive.
I don't think a bullet was going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think a sidewinder was a little overkill. I'm with you on that, but.
It's a balloon. Shoots a bullet through it.
I don't think it's a party balloon or a helium balloon.
Ray, we have bullets. We have bullets that shoot through tanks. I think they can make it through a balloon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a bullet is not going to bring it down, is all I'm saying. You put a hole in it, a small hole isn't going to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but these guns shoot, like, you know, 1,000 rounds a minute.
Oh, 1,000 bullets. Okay, well then.
I'm just saying, bullets are a whole lot cheaper than a missile. Let's just use some bullets.
Maybe 1,000 of them are expensive.
I just don't think they're as expensive as
you should give them the whole nine yards. That'll work.
That's right, the whole nine yards. They get all of them. Every single one. Anyway. What are we talking about? I don't know.
I don't know.
The 7-day four-star crash! Oh, the Titans.
Craig, Air Combat Master Tactician.
That's right. Last week you had, Rambo. Did you get the Rambo? Or you don't have Rambo? I don't remember.
Not effectively. I do. I absolutely do. Hold on, let me pull up my, handy dandy infographic. See what's going
on
here.
That bombshell, that nearly did me in, but I survived it and was able to pull it off.
Oh, yeah, no. 2-2-1 isn't going to get it done against Mockingbird. I didn't even try. I mean, maybe I'm way wrong, but I remember Mockingbird being borderline competent.
Well, if she gets that, if she gets all that red, you're in trouble. Because then she go boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up this week, it's Venom versus Cage and somebody else.
I like it. Another variety build for the three of us.
Ooh, I didn't look.
553 for Craig, 355 for Ray, 445 for Ian.
Oh, right. I am in the bottom. Nope. Yeah. 553. I don't know.
I don't know what the builds are appropriate builds for Venom are.
What's the yellow one do? Is that to go invisible?
Isn't that take cover? Where he, makes the other two people go invisible and then tries to beat up everybody on his own?
Hmm.
You're going to have to ask somebody who knows a little bit more about Agent Venom, because I don't.
No. Yeah. Well, somebody will tell us later.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Storyland, you got Ungler Among Thieves running to get you Angel, Maria Hill, some Kang. Placement is Ghost and Green Goblin. Followed up by Meat Rocket and or Groot. Doc Ock, Ghost Goblin. Place is Reptile. And Havoc. We are now into the Open Your Mind Quaid season. Switch, Kamala Khan, and Colleen Wing in your simulator. Right now in PvP world, it is Half Inch Hero, featuring, Cyclops, or you get the Cyclops, some Ant-Man, some Wasp, and some Wasp are your rewards there.
Okay.
In the news, we got some release notes, and we got a new clue, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. What is going on? Hit me up. I'm ready.
All right. The clue is, traditional strength. So not like extra strong. You know, this is your base level product here. You can't take this for the really bad headache. This is traditional strength stuff.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Hercules, but it seems a weird time for that, so.
Right.
Yeah, I would think you'd save him for the next movie,
right.
You know, that he's supposed to appear in.
Right. Right. That makes significantly more sense.
But since we're at Quantumania stage, I mean, Giant Man... Giants are strong traditionally.
I'd be happy with that if I could finally get a Henry Pym in this game.
Yeah, Henry Pym, Giant Man, that would be excellent. I'd be buying that. I doubt that's the case, but
yeah, I don't know. And then let's see. So what's it saying is Quantumania stuff's coming your way. It's also Black History Month to get those rewards. There was some Valentine's Day rewards. The mine season is going, and while it is a day early. There are some things changing tomorrow, Ian.
Uh-oh.
They are bringing buffs to Ant-Man and Wasp.
Nice.
Sweet.
So, unfortunately, we don't have those details here. We'll talk about them next week.
I do like what Samurai just posted. In the Marvel Universe, lots of people have abilities augmented by all sorts of means. Mutation, magic, cosmic rays. Traditional strength means good old-fashioned training oneself to the peak of your abilities. You may not be able to jump a mile or in the air or throw a car, but you can put enough force in your punches or kicks to make them deadly. Therefore, Batroc the Leaper.
Sure. That was a pretty solid line of logic.
Yeah, I like it.
Can hammer a nail, right?
Can hammer a nail. You can hammer a dork.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting that the new character was a new MODOK.
No, no.
It's like, I don't think he's traditionally strong, but little, he is still MODOK.
Little D&D joke there. Little D&D joke.
Okay.
That's all I got for the news. That's it.
Sweet.
You got any news?
No.
No, sir?
Comic-Con.
Didn't like it. All right. We'll move on.
I'm drawing a complete blank.
All right, fine then. Now we'll get to move on to the Ian Extraordinaires. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Peter and Cindy share a spider.
Oh, nice. I mean, Ray, do you want to read this poem that I've been writing?
I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, I'm here for you. Now I will be here for the audience, and I will tell everybody about Silk, the 4-star Cindy Moon, who, in fact, is not a vegetarian. Let's see. She's got yellow abilities, blue abilities, and black abilities. Her yellow costs 7 yellow AP and is called String Shot. C. Creates 1 fortified web tile, then improves 1 friendly strike, attack, or protect tile by 12. It's got a passive component. Whenever you match or destroy a web tile, heal Silk's lowest health ally for a burst of 370 health. That scales up to 3 fortified web tiles, 4 improvements of 71, and a healing burst of 3,032. She also has the ability of Total Recall. That's come up twice in one show. let's see what Total Recall is up to. 7 blue AP. Choose Strike, Attack, or Protect. Create 2 Strength 15 tiles of the chosen type and convert 1 random tile to a fortified web tile, targeting enemy tiles of the chosen type first. All right, that doesn't sound awful. That scales up to create 7 Strength 67 tiles of your choice. Convert 5 tiles to fortified web tiles. Ah, that's A-okay. Lastly, all wrapped up, 8 black AP. Create 1 fortified web tile and 1 strength 9 green strike tile.
Ooh.
Then, what?
I said, ooh.
Yeah, strength 9. it was a little hard to imagine, but maybe it scales up. We'll see. then deal 2 blows of 46 damage. Passive. At the start of your turn, if there are 3 or more web tiles on the board, destroy 2 web tiles and deal 185 damage. Interesting. Let's see where this is going. All right, as I'm scaling this up, I'm creating 3 fortified web tiles and 4 strength 55 green strike tiles, then deal 3 blows of 378 damage. Deals 2,320 damage on web tile destruction. All right, that's a lot going on. I've got to assume, as always, that since the first ability is a healing ability, that makes her a 3-5-5.
Ding, 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 ding.
Man, no one loves the healing. That is time-tested. So, yeah, again, I don't know that Silk gets a lot of play, but she was definitely got teased very early on and was a very, almost, like, they waited so long to release her after telling us that she was on her way. It was almost a surprise again. If I remember correctly, which I don't always, but I feel like at one point they said, hey, who do you want your new character to be? Riri Williams, America, Silk, or Medusa? And like 100% of the poll was Medusa. And then like 2.5 years later, Silk reappeared. And I was like, what? Where'd you come from? Who are you?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Well, all right, that's what's going on in Xandar. Cindy Moon, Silk. She tries. Got a lot of tile control and manipulation there, and yeah. Those just aren't, you know, unless you have a good gimmick to work those with, they're just not that appealing. Interesting. All right.
I like using her, but she's no good at, like, the puzzle gauntlet stuff, or because you want to build web tiles, and she's always destroying them fast as she builds them. And
sure.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, especially in the puzzle gauntlet, because, you know, you can't damage people other ways than solving the puzzle, so blowing up web tiles and doing damage does even less than when it's doing 46 damage.
All the way down to 0. Very good. What's that? Oh, right. The new segments. I forget what order we put these in.
I I think now it's time for acting.
Thank you. Who we got this week?
This week, we are talking about a Mr. Bruce Willis, and we are steering him into the MCU. This week, we'll be starting with, you guessed it, Ray, and continuing on from there. So, Ray, have you given any thought to where you might envision Bruce Willis as an MCU character?
So, yes, I probably way too much, and it was difficult. Like, Bruce Willis is not really a fit in my mind for many things. However, fairly quickly, and this is kind of my runner-up, my honorable mention, I did think that he might make a decent thing. Like, I think he's got the voice for it.
Yeah, that's a very, yes. But then I can hear it now that you've pitched it.
Then I was like, yeah, but he's probably too old. So I was trying to think of an older character. And like Old Man Logan, that's just, that doesn't work at all. But I did, at one point, during my pondering and searching the internet, I found that there is a old man version of Punisher. I think he would make a good old man Punisher.
Oh, I don't dislike that.
So that's what I'm going with.
Right. Nice.
I've not read that comic. Don't know it.
Me either, but now I want to.
Yeah. Craig, what have you got for us?
For me... Yeah, I'm not sure that I stuck myself definitely to just, old man Bruce Willis, but I think he can still pull this off. In my mind, I think I go with him to Crusher Creel, the absorbing man.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
I just, to me, I think he could pull that role off. He's kind of an action star in his day,
Yeah.
He could pull off getting into a fight. I see him absorbing things, They CGI him some muscles and color changes and
bickety-bam. Yeah, that's workable.
Yeah. To be honest, I think I like that better than mine. I wish I'd have thought of it.
Yeah. I like that character. I mean, he's been around a long time.
Ian.
Great. Okay. Well, I also, like you guys, got a little stuck, because I'm thinking, Bruce is getting older. He's got some conditions, mm-hmm. but, I just tried to just keep him in my mind. And mine is also... I don't want to say a later timeline, but a slightly older, and it depends on where we encounter him in his lifeline, but I imagine Bruce Willis as a slightly older version, or older, I guess, edition of Wolfgang von Strucker, the one and only Baron Strucker of Hydra. I feel like, this is not the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Baron Strucker. This is the arch nemesis of Nick Fury, scarred face, missing an eye, classic Baron Strucker in my mind. I think Bruce Willis could probably fumble through an awkward German accent. And, I think he could just kind of appear menacing in the background without having to do too much, brawling. So that's what I got. I got Baron Strucker.
All right. I'm down.
Thanks as always to Thespify?
Thespify.
Thespify.
Stuck with it now. You gotta keep that going for a year.
That's fine. All right. Good.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh. Before we go to the mailbag, I would like to propose adding another name to the list.
Okay.
How do you feel about Giancarlo Esposito?
I don't know who that is.
He is... Gosh, he's been in like 1,000 different things. Most famously, Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad. He was also in a show called Kaleidoscope. He's also Moff Gideon from The Mandalorian. He is also... Am I anywhere close to anything you've seen?
I've seen The Mandalorian.
Are you aware of a character named Moff Gideon?
I think I would have to see him, too.
He had the Darksaber.
Oh, okay.
Samurai, will you help me, please?
Oh, he played Stan Edgar in The Boys.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Sluggo.
That's a good deal. I know that guy.
All right. Well, if that's okay, he's going on the list.
Sure.
Okay.
What we didn't say is who people need to think about for next week, though.
Oh, next week, people need to think about Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio.
So then maybe we see what's in the mailbag then.
Okay. First, I want to apologize. Apparently, I didn't post last week on the D3 forums.
What?
I don't know. It wasn't there. I went to look for it, and it wasn't there, so I'm assuming that was my fault.
maybe we got pulled off. Maybe we got banned.
Yeah, probably.
Shadow banned from the forum.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's happened before.
We'll find out when they finally release the Twitter files.
I don't think the name of the show or anything was that offensive, but, you know, actually we got complimented on it, but we'll get to that in a minute. But over on the Reddits, Jeff Duggan said, Ray, the pun for this week's title is mwah, very possibly one of your best. Well, it was Ian's. So there you go, Ian.
What was the title?
The title was I Kang, I Saw, I Conquered.
Oh, Vidi Vidi Vici.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the validation, because I'll be honest, I thought it was one of my best. It had Kang in it and Conquered.
Right. Also for Ray, I created the idea for acting, which is true. So if you want to use somebody as a non-powered throwaway or villain, that's within the rules. Okay. I thought I made mention of Jirich as a potential character when writing up the idea, but I was definitely thinking of him as a possibility. Speaking of Henry Peter Jirich, Jirich? I don't know. I think it's Jirich.
Is it a Gyric?
What's that?
Is it a Gyric?
Help us. Who is that? Is this a character or is this someone's name?
This is a character. He was somehow related to the Avengers. Getting the event? I don't know.
I always thought it was Guy Rick.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sorry, I had to Google that. I'm aware now. And
there
yes.
he is.
Yep.
I don't remember what his role was, though.
He looks like he menaces the X-Men, but for the government.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he says he's where I'd use Bruce Willis. I don't know offhand where I'd introduce him other than before the X-Men so that there's time for the enmity to build up. All right. That's an interesting play for Bruce Willis. Craig, Jeff says,
hello.
I hate to break it to you that Mr. Immortal already got used in the She-Hulk TV series.
Huh. Well, we're going to use him again.
Yeah, that's not against the rules.
Yeah, our rules said it could be anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You can replace existing characters. We're just trying to, Man. It's a new segment. We're trying to stretch our wings a little bit. But
I watched every second of that show. I don't remember that at all.
Oh. Yeah, was it one of those, like, he was in there as his normal name, and he was wearing, like, everyday clothes, so it was a tear, you know, like a, yeah, an Easter egg for people who were really into it?
I mean, I'm assuming he was at the Abominations, you know, country resort or whatever they had going on, where they were all doing yoga and talking about, you know.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Also, Jeff said, Ian, this week's boost list is really over the top. Since there are so many iterations of the classic sweetheart couples, while I missed hearing you try to go through them all, I do not blame you for not doing so.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Too many.
Norman B. said, Bruce Willis in a wig equals Old Man Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Eh? I didn't even know that was a character.
Apparently it is. I looked it up.
Oh.
Okay, really, Bruce Willis and $2.2 million in CGI equals Old Man Phoenix. Wow, that's more. He does have the physique and the attitude. Oh, I forgot. He sent a link. I'm going to copy the link and throw it in the Discord. If you're listening to this and you want the link, it is on the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, under the Puzzle Warriors 3 post from last week. Nice Luck 8670 said, oh, right. He said, this is the best real-life satire ever. Last week's show, hearing three Americans talk down to Italians about their overblown sense of nationality. Good thing as a German, you have no sense of national pride whatsoever and can't fall prey to such allegations. All right. No hard feeling, guys. Just made me laugh. Keep up the good work. Enjoy hearing you every time.
I know. Just always love the fact that, you know, random dude from New Jersey has more pride in the country of Italy. And has never seen it, will never see it, doesn't speak the language, but boy, he's Italian.
Nice Luck also said, game-related, he edited this in later, Kang's send-away ability is crazy. You're not wrong.
I don't have that enough Kang to even try it, so.
That is, what's your 3-star at?
He's like a 0-2-2.
Really? Because I get them all, like, I swear they up the rate of the when they do a 5-3. They upped the rate of the 3-star pulls because I have a Champion Kang 3-star.
I'm pretty sure mine's 0-2-2. Let me look here.
Like one morning, I opened my tokens and I got like 3 of his covers in one go. It was
0-2-2.
Huh. All right.
I was gonna say it should be no surprise to either of you that mine is at a whatever cover they gave me end of list.
Okay.
So it's a 1. Oh, it's not even a 1. It's dying on the vine until I earn enough hero points to roster him.
Yeah, that is the problem with 2 characters at once, like every other week or whatever. It's, I guess it's every month, but still, it's
a lot. But something I have been digging, and I don't mean to bring this up in your segment, I should have brought it up when Craig asked me if there was anything to bring up. This, they give you so many opportunities, I feel like, recently to play selected characters to get more vault tokens. The, you know, Black History Vault, right. The Quantum Mania Vault, the Our First Characters Vault, and they've all been like excellent vaults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been heavy on the decent to above average stuff. So I've been really into that. You know, and it tricks me into, you know, using Wasp or using Ant-Man or giving old
Hey, they're both gonna get Luke buffed. Cage they're both gonna get buffed tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great vaults. They've been excellent. Mm-hmm. I feel that I have missed using Ant-Man or Wasp or whoever.
That and now, again, this is just do I have to use every time I want to get a token, do I have to use someone different or do I just have to use any qualifying person over and over again?
Any qualifying for up to 1 a day, I believe.
That's fine.
Yeah, cool. Because I use Storm every day and she got that token for that vault every nice. Morning. So
nice.
Yep, same.
Okay.
Back to the Reddits. Did you see me? Said, I think Mr. Willis would fit into... Sorry?
No, I didn't see you.
I think Mr. Willis would fit into the MCU well as Thanos.
Sure. I can see that.
Yeah?
See, I can see it, but at the same time, I think Josh Brolin was like the perfect fit. I think Josh Brolin...
I don't think he needs replaced, but I can see it. There were a couple other places where I thought... And now that picture of that side-by-side there helps because...
Right.
The Bruce Willis in my mind is very imposing. The Bruce Willis in that picture is a slender old man.
Yeah,
right.
He's picking up his grandkids, you know, after a, you know, T-ball game.
Right.
Except I don't think he's allowed to drive anymore.
Oh, really?
I think he's got a lot of issues going on.
He does. I'll be honest. I have no idea what aphasia is or what it causes. But I know that's what he has.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what he had, but I know that, you know,
it's something called aphasia, and I haven't even bothered to Google it. That's how little I'm willing to do.
It causes part of your brain that does language to not really work with the part of your brain that does logic. So you really have trouble putting words together.
Oh, that's no bueno.
Yeah. No, that is not.
That's terrible.
Something that you would want, especially as an actor.
Right.
I think it's anybody. I mean, that would be terrible.
Right. Absolutely. Top tier sadness.
Oof.
But it sounds like he's okay to drive.
I guess so. So there you go.
The last thing I've got on the Reddit, Dances with Weevils, and this was our comment about who could play Puck, I believe. He says, there's only one thespian with the presence, size, and acting ability to be Puck, Mr. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you're not wrong, probably.
Yeah. He is not the tallest of men, but...
I mean, generally,
and he likes
to
do his own stunts, so why not?
True. Generally, I would disagree with that statement, but I did see him on Oprah, and that, you know,
he's bouncing around, he's tumbling all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm on board. All right, that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, nice. Willie. Once again, then I am Hans,
and I am Franz,
and we just want
and
to
we just want to pump
you up.
You up. Nice. That was Return of the Clap for me.
I don't know. It sounded like a fart noise to me, so I'm...
You need some penicillin for that.
Yeah! Sorry. Meanwhile, I had Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison in my head. I wasn't even thinking about Avoid the Clap. Jimmy Dugan. Let's talk about boosted characters. How I missed you. A normal number of boosted characters. 3-star Blade is boosted. His attack tiles, his black direct damage... And I think he does something else, but I don't really... I think he makes strike tiles. So enjoy all those being boosted. Gamora, cheap red damage is going up. Green Skullcracker damage and the strike tiles go along with bad reputation are all increased. Loki, no, I don't think so. Oh no, wait, he can steal your stuff with trickery, can't he? Does he improve it though? I don't know. I don't think he does anything. He's okay. He's a good guy. Rocket and Groot, healing boost, damage boost, special tile boost, Star-Lord, green AoE is boosted. Shaky on what those other two abilities do. One of them heals. You'll get more healing. And good old Thor.
Sleeves.
What's that? Sleeves. Sleeves yep. version. So yeah, red, yellow, and green damage all increased. Now, in the 4-star category, Bishop recently reworked to his own detriment. He's got bigger protect tiles from his general reserves, and his energy conservation deals more damage. And bigger protect tiles for the future. Hellcat. She's boosted this week. Repeater buffs with the yellow, looking good. Larger strike tiles with swipe right, looking good. And dealing more damage when she fires her cat-like reflexes. What's it called? Hulkbuster. Iron Man is boosted. So his repulsor punch, more damage. Strike tiles that come out of the overdrive and protect tiles that come out of the Hulk proof will all be increased in effectiveness. Lizard. I remember him. He's got the... His green AoE is going to be boosted. His tail whip is going to do more damage. Whip. And more, what is that? Damage reduction. Nice. And the R complex, his repeaters will deal more damage if they make it to the top of the board. Baron Mordo is boosted this week. Well, not the Baron, just the regular Carl. He does more damage with both of his weapons and his purpose. His power with purpose will deal more damage. Nice, straightforward character, that Mordo. Spider-Woman. System Shock, more damage. Love and Fear, those Fear Trap tiles are going to deal more damage. And to activate her Seeking Redemption will be a little bit more challenging. Valkyrie. Dragon Fang Fury, consecutive strikes. Everybody likes those. Those will all do more damage. Bigger strike tiles, best defense. And it'll be harder to satisfy those bounties with the Bounty Hunter. Now, on to the 5-stars. Electro. More green damage, more black damage, and bigger yellow strike tiles. Electra. Her red is going to do more damage. Those trap tiles that she does with her yellow are going to be more effective and better buffing with her purple. This looks to be Killmonger, maybe?
I know, I saw the names of those powers. I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
Yep. Repatriation sounds like Killmonger. Let's go with that. Yeah. He's a pretty solid dude. His extreme prejudice is going to deal more damage. His purple decisive strikes are going to be dealing more damage, as with a repatriation, every time critical matches are made. So good for him. And lastly, Kitty Pryde. Phase and Conquer, bigger protect tiles. Bigger attack tiles out of the practiced offense and circuit breaker will deal a ton of damage. So, Samurai says, you don't need me to tell you Hulkbuster and Kitty are S tier. How dare you?
Not A plus tier.
Yes. Thanks, Craig. My love for Samurai has shifted to you now.
All right. I'm a winner.
I would say, though, I mean, Kitty is the definite meta in the group. But yes. but Electra and why can't I think of his name? Killmonger. Electra and yes. Killmonger are also really high level
are
characters.
They? I've never gotten to see
Killmonger
much.
Boosted does a ton.
Oh, for
of
sure.
Damage.
I Electra's new to me, so
that Shadow Dance ability of hers, you throw out trap tiles that reduce damage and then damage the characters, trying to do the damage. Mm-hmm. It's really powerful.
Nice.
So, and she's got a red stun.
Oh.
Ooh.
Fancy. Ooh. That's rare.
Yeah. So, I mean, both those characters are solid. I mean, Kitty is, like I said, Kitty's in the meta, but.
Right. So that's a decent amount of boosted going on. A little bit of everything. Yeah. No one else does, but I secretly like Valkyrie. So her being boosted will mean something to me.
She works well with Okoye.
I don't doubt it. I could probably boost up my Okoye and get it out there. But that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mista.
Mystify. All right, we're staying on the Ian train here, right?
Uh-oh. Man, this show has too much Ian. I gotta rework these segments. This is gross.
Ian, hit me with some pop, pop!
Pop, pop!
Pop, pop!
All right. So, today, we are going to talk a little K-pop, and we are going to talk about the Stray Kids. This giant octet of a boy band.
Whoa, that's too many octets.
It's way too many. 8 members is just... It's just excessive. Like, why? No. I'm with you, Craig. That is the most disappointing. Now, musically...
5 is the correct boy band number. 8 correct. Is way too many.
Yeah, 8 is... It's 2 boy bands at that point. Ooh. But maybe these were Stray Kids from a bunch of other bands. So, yeah, these guys formed up back in 2017. There's 8 of them. Are we playing Maniac today?
Yes.
Yeah. Solid tune. They are going strong on the K-pop charts. Once BTS gets sent away to serve their time in the military, the Stray Kids will sneak right up there and steal their spot.
Yeah, didn't one of those kids already there? He went off to the military, right?
Oh, yeah, that's bad for the... I didn't know that. I'm not as up on BTS as this segment may lead you to believe.
Okay.
So, the way the clip works is I listen to a song that Ian gives me, and I pull out my favorite few seconds, and that's where the clip comes from.
Nice.
Most of the song does not sound like that. However, that is what I picked.
Oh, nice. I'll check it out here as soon as I am free.
Well, I'm playing it right now, and actually I'm kind of down with it.
Right.
That's it? Oh, man, I feel like I'm missing out. Well, since I'm missing out, I'm going to tell you about today's pop. Unlike the Stray Kids, I went with an absolute classic from a brand that feeds off nostalgia, A&W Vanilla Cream Soda. Nice. A&W has been cranking out mediocre, like, soda jerk-style beverages that try to feed on nostalgia, but as far as, you know, they go, I'm not an A&W fan. I'm a huge Root Beer fan, and they are low on my list. Yes, Samurai says Barks is greater than A&W, Mug is greater than A&W, Dad's is greater than A&W.
You people are gross.
IBC is better
Barks
than A&W.
Is awful.
What's that?
Barks is awful.
Nah, it's almost Bite. You must not like Bite, I guess.
I don't
we
like
all know
Dr.
that the correct
Pepper.
Answer is to not drink any of these and to get yourself a nice sarsaparilla.
Well, again, we got a lot of weeks ahead of us.
All right.
I'm just saying. So anyway, I also don't like cream soda, so I'm prejudiced. But if you do want a, you know, classic style cream soda, A&W Vanilla Cream Soda is probably one of the easier ones to acquire.
Sure.
So this week, that's it. We've got the Stray Kids and we've got A&W Cream Soda. Pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified.
Yes.
Ian, I saw this on the internet and I have not seen it out in the wild yet, but I saw an advertisement from a store that claimed that they have Peeps flavored Pepsi in stock.
Oh.
Sounds gross.
It sounds awful, but boy, do I want to try one.
Me as well. I got to know. I mean, every time, well, again, we got a lot.
Samurai says it's not worth it. And he also said that 1 year, Ian and I, our Alpha team's telling us we have to make a trip to Grand Rapids, Michigan someday.
Okay.
He says they've got a pop store with 500 plus pops.
All right.
We can spend a whole weekend there, I think.
But while you're there, you have to call it soda.
No.
No.
It's High Tide Soda. That's what it is.
I know.
No.
We'll see if it, well.
Soda?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's something I need to experience. Yes! Alpha says we say pop.
Not the people who made High Tide Soda.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I like pop. I mean, can I just order from that place online? Not that I don't want to see you, but then I'd have to make it a whole thing. Like, I have to go out there. I have to see the pop. I want to visit with Alpha. And I don't think I'm ever going to be that close to Wisconsin again. So that's going to be my one and only opportunity to visit with forgotten friend Grinch McScrooge.
Lystico also now lives in Michigan.
Oh, does he? I thought he lived in Minnesota.
I think it's Michigan.
Hmm. Well, we'll just have to attack that whole quadrant.
Yeah.
Go to the Mall of America, visit John. All right, this plan's coming together.
Mall of America's in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think he lives in Minnesota. I think you're mistaken.
I think it's Michigan.
I believe you, but It's in my mind as something totally different, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right. It does not appear that there's a way to order from this webpage.
Okay.
Yeah, Alpha confirms.
Yes.
And just for you, Ian, they also sell Pokeballs.
Oh, well, that's great. So I can get some pop and some food?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Nice.
Pink tail Poke.
Oh, see, we can order through Alpha.
Oh.
And he can just UPS it to us.
Oh, shipping pop can get expensive.
Yeah, it does sound expensive.
Liquids are heavy.
Bricks are heavy.
That's correct. Bricks are heavy. Just like every time we have to go to the store, the battery outlet guy to replace batteries at a UPS, I always remind myself, lead. Lead is heavy.
Man, what's in these things, lead? Do you remember that? God,
I do. It was classic.
We had an intern guy helping us do stuff, and we were like, grab the UPS and bring it with you. And he grabbed it, and he's carrying it. And he's like, man, this is heavy. What is in this? And we're like, lead? And he's like, ha-ha, that's funny.
Like, wasn't that Oops, I Farted? Wasn't it that guy?
It could have been the same guy.
Yeah, wasn't it that guy? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think it's that guy. I don't remember his name.
You don't need to. His name is Oops, I Farted Guy. Yeah, it doesn't get better than that.
That's his tag.
That guy's achieved perfection.
All right.
Ian, you got Steam open.
I do.
He does.
Let's open some tokens then.
I do. Honestly, guys, it was a super close call because, like, way too long ago, I started doing a PUBG update and it just finished like a segment or two ago.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I need to open Steam so I can open this token. Hey, it's Blonde Widow, Brush Pass.
I don't know how many I'm opening. Let's go with 10.
Okay.
But I'm going to stop as soon as I get Riri, so.
Oh, right on.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
Up to you.
All right, I already hit it.
All right, good.
It is a 4-star. Legion. Numero dos. Nice. It is a purple. It is Wong. Eldritch Whip.
Whip. Then you need it.
3 is a Polaris. 4 is a Worthy Cap. 5 is a purple. It is Oral Assault for Riri Williams. So, that does it. I'm done.
Well, heck, you just got 50% in purple. You might as well just keep firing.
No, I'm done. If any more is waste, so.
It's all champion levels, man.
That's kind of true, but that gets her to a 4-4-4, and I've got enough shards to champ her, so.
All right. Well, since you've used all the purple, I've got 5 things of 4 stars coming my way.
And for some reason, I just got a 3-star Kang. I clicked too fast and it went away, so I don't know why.
I got one of those earlier today as a gift. That was one of the couple Kang covers I got.
Yeah.
My first one is a Daisy Quake, Rocket and or Groot, Red Hulk, Falcon America. Yep, all 4 stars. Carol Danvers. Stupid Ray wastes all the good things. Well, Ray should be thanking this guy.
This guy.
Me, I'm not thanking anybody.
That's fine, because I'm not thanking you, because I don't. You steered me to. What is the point of this website? It's just got a couple pictures of Pop. It doesn't tell me anything about when they're open, how to get. It doesn't have any information about High Tide Soda other than cash.
It's like nothing in stock. Like, at least give me a list. Give me something. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a pointless website.
Yep. You know what's not pointless? The soon-to-be-named network. What's on it?
Over 1,000 varieties of Pop. Or.
Or 1,000 varieties of wrestling podcasts.
Yeah, at least. There is a ton of great podcasts on the Soon To Be Named Network, which you can find at soontobenamednetwork.com to help you expand your day of podcast listening. So you can come check out this show and several other excellent shows on the Soon To Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so. I think I'm up to date now.
Yep, I'm good.
All right. Alright then, in that case, thanks everybody for joining us. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Our contact info is on the Puzzle Warriors 3 webpage, or on the D3 forums, or the MPQ subreddit.
Oh, yeah. I do need, somebody should tell me how to build a Riri. That's all.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I cannot help you with that. Someone should later tell me if I am going to watch Moon Girl and Devil Dino show.
You know, I It starts what, next week or it starts soon?
I don't
right?
know. I went to watch a little Bad Batch tonight, and I was like, "What? Someone gave Devil Dino and Moon Girl their own show?"
But I saw like a little preview, and the animation just looked bad.
Hmm. Maybe that's what the kids are into now.
Yeah, it could be, but yeah, I guess just like a stock photo, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, like a clip of the show. Like it wasn't a movie clip, but
right
image from the show, and I was like, oh, it doesn't look good. I mean, maybe it's good. Maybe the story is really good. Don't know. Yeah. But
maybe it's very.
I'll try it. Well, I mean, when it's on, I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, me too.
What else can you do? Go to the Amazon banner, click on that, get yourself some things for President's Day. That's on Monday.
Oh, okay.
I only know that because somebody today told me that I don't have to come to work on Monday.
Nice.
And I was like, sweet. That's it. Yeah. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this Scott is on fire. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.